And I also was upset to hear actually, it was a news item. It was a KQED NPR news, and they were talking about that Haiti wants to build an industrial park to employ, read, feed on 60,000 people. And whoever this was said, quote, $5 a day is better than no job at all, unquote. And this, oh my goodness, I can't describe the emotions with which I hear these, that said. This is some of the richest agricultural land in the world. Every family can feed itself, no problem. Literally, all you need to live is a chicken and few chickens. The earth is so generous with her bounty. Refeed it and it will feed you. And what does this guy say? That Haiti is abundant in labor, quote unquote. We allow ourselves to be discussed in such fashion. If we cannot see that we have been deeply pacified, that we accept our earth being turned into a commodity and ourselves as well into categories of labor. Okay, so here in Haiti, we want the cheap labor, and let's make sure they are well beat down and pacified because, you know, they unfortunately had that that history of rebelliousness, which, especially if you believe in blood and breeding, it must still be in there somewhere. So you gotta beat that out hard. And Haiti has suffered hard for their indomitable spirit, their courage, their righteous sense of refusal. So, no, Haiti doesn't need jobs. It needs us here in the United States to begin mobilizing to reclaim our earth, to say commodification of life is wrong. It's simply wrong. It has sat on this thing called class, has sat on our spirits too long. It has warped us to the degree we actually believe that inherent in our nature are these hideous things that power does to us. Instead, we've just been looking at power. And it will only be in reclaiming our belief in our inherent goodness, perhaps, that we begin to have the courage to sit down with each other and say, this isn't what I want. It isn't what I want. I'm tired of my possibilities being so skewed and limited. I'm tired of not really living. And I want for all who come after to really live joyously, knowing the entire globe is enjoying that freedom as well. Knowing that we can talk with each other, visit each other, laugh and dance and share lives with each other freely. We don't need power to organize our reproductive means. All we need is to be free.